Father, thank you for the children for sharing with us this morning. Yeah, Steve, I was kind of disappointed too. I thought the kids with the bunny ears would do a lot more stuff. And I kind of wondered, what are the bunny ears for? Is it fun? Having fun. Yeah. I just don't remember the Christmas bunny. Well, we're going to learn about that today, Steve. Thank you for leading into my sermon today. And thank you, Ensemble, for singing with us, too. I know it takes a lot of work. And you guys, they hang over, hang after the... Okay, you know, kids, when you come back up here and you finish up the program, anyway, but it takes a lot of work, and thank you, Rachel, for putting up with us, and I think it was really hard this year because I just had so much stuff going on that no one could make a lot of the practices, so it was kind of hit and miss, but anyway, we kind of all came together. Thank you, Ensemble, for doing that, anyway, I hope that you folks have all had a great time today, and dismissing God's grace. No. You would probably like that. And I won't take a lot of your time, but we do want to kind of continue on in the series that we've been doing. And we've been talking about the different characters of Christmas. And for those of you who haven't been here, the previous 2 weeks, the first week we talked about Mary. And for those of you who were here, you realize I got into a lot of trouble for calling the girls in our church ordinary. And I had a lot of fathers talking to me about how their daughter was not ordinary, okay? I got it, you know? And then we talked about Joseph, who I was smart enough to say he was not an ordinary guy because I didn't want to make anyone upset about that either. But they were common people. They were people that no one would have picked to be part of such a great story and a story that is... been memorized through years, and today we're going to talk about a unlikely group of people who were involved in the Christmas story. In fact, this is the group of people that I identify with the most, because these people were below common, okay? They were below common. We have Mary and Joseph who were very common individuals. But then we have these guys who were in that society at that time were considered low-class people. And in fact, if there were other people at the scene of when Jesus was born, I know they would have said, "Who invited these guys? Why are they here?" And of course, we're talking about the shepherds. Now, in the past, I think I've come down hard on the shepherds. The shepherds were doing a job. They were doing a job that needed to be done. They were tending the sheep. But because of the job that they were doing, they were not people who were socially acceptable, especially when you have a religious group that is kind of ruling the nation, and you have this ceremonial thing of being clean or unclean. Well, and we're not talking about bathed or unbathed. We're talking about all kinds of things that come into this. And yes, obviously shepherds who lived out in the field with their sheep, probably slept with the sheep to keep them safe. I doubt they were, in their appearance, very clean. Although when we have our little manger scenes and we set it up, the shepherds always look very neat and very well kept. In fact, one of our shepherds today, I noticed, was wearing a tie and a vest. Wow, that is really an upbeat shepherd, you know? But, you know, when you look at the shepherds, people doing their job, Were they honest? Were they dishonest? I don't know. Some were, some weren't. But they were people that would not have likely been invited to the birth of a king. And yet, they were. They were invited to the birth of a king. In our story today, we're going to look at a connection between Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds. And I want you to see if you can get this connection. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but there is a connection between them and something that happened to all of them that didn't happen to anyone else. But before we get at our story, I just want to pause again and ask the Lord to just calm our hearts and to help us to focus on His Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank You again for this opportunity we have to come and to worship You and to learn from You. Father, we thank You for our children. Lord, we thank You that we have this opportunity for them to tell us about Christmas and share with us what Christmas is all about. Father, thank You for the message that they presented to us. And Father, we thank You for the ensemble and for the message that they presented us through song and the praise team, how they've been preparing our hearts for worship and for meeting You here. And Lord, now as we turn to Your Word, Lord, speak to us. Speak to our hearts. Help us to see something we have not seen before. Lord, in this time that we have, we pray that You would deliver Your message to us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus was born in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. We know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was not born in a house or a hotel or a, any place else. He was born in a stable. We always have pictured it as a kind of a barn type of a setting. There are those now who want to be more historically correct, and it's a possibly that it was a cave under and a cave that he was born under the inn. There were a cave for the animals. We don't know whether barn, cave, it doesn't make any difference, really. We know that Jesus Christ was born in a very unusual place. You know, most of us here, I'm sure, were born in hospitals. I was. The hospital didn't burn down, but I was born in a hospital. Anyone here born in a car? Did anyone not make it to the hospital? Okay, anyone born anywhere other than in a hospital? Really? Press, where were you born?
In grandmother's house.
In your grandmother's house. Was that a planned thing?
Actually, it was.
It was, okay. Well, good. So, I'll ask you a question that no one will admit it. Anyone born in a barn? Anyone born in a barn? Yeah, I might as well just come right now. So, you know. Now, I know that your mother may have said to you,
yeah.
Hey, were you born in the barn? And my response was to her, you ought to know you were there. Not a good response, kids. Don't remember that one. Don't remember that one. And you know, and quite frankly, Ezra, if you're still in here, your dad really doesn't want you to act up next week, next year, Christmas Day. Don't remember that. It's one of those things you kind of want to let go. Jesus was born in a barn. He was born in a stable. He was born in a place where anyone in the world could come to Him. And yet the only visitors that are recorded in God's Word are shepherds. The only visitors that came to see on that night that Jesus Christ was born were shepherds. Now, for those of you who think there was a little drummer boy, there is no mention of a little drummer boy in the Scriptures. It's a nice song. If you want to sing it, fine. But it isn't in the Scriptures. The little drummer boy wasn't with the shepherds. It was the shepherds. It was the shepherds. And they weren't there by accident. They weren't there by a mistake. They weren't there because they just happened to be going to the stable to get some sheep or to put some sheep in the stable or to get some feed for the sheep. They were there because they were invited. They were invited to come, and I would have loved to see this invitation. Because it didn't come in the mail. It came at night. And let me read to you what would have happened. And I would like, I don't have any bulletin notes because I didn't want you to get distracted writing things down. And I know some of you who want to write something down, you're going to write it down anyway. You're going to write it on a cue card, you're going to write it on a bulletin, you're going to write it in your Bible, I don't know, you're going to write it. So, but for the rest of you, just listen to this story. It's Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 8. And I'm going to read verse 14. It says, in the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over the flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. That was the invitation. The shepherds were out in the country, under the stars, doing what shepherds do at night. And all of a sudden there was an angel of the Lord there. And they were frightened. They were very afraid of the angel of the Lord. Because I'm assuming the glory of the Lord shone around this angel. And so all of a sudden it went from dark to bright. Just that quick. And the angel delivered the message and the invitation. He says, today is born for you in the city of David a Savior who was Christ the Lord. That was the announcement. The Savior had come. The Messiah had come. Shepherds, this is your good day. And here's the invitation. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. If the angel had not intended for the shepherds to go and meet Jesus, he would have never have told them where or how Jesus was dressed. But he says, you'll find the baby and you'll know this is it. The baby will be in a manger in a stable. Well, that's pretty unusual to begin with. But then you will notice that the baby is wrapped in cloths. And they did that, pieces of cloth, or swaddling clothes, or however you want. And they did that to keep the baby warm, of course. But the angel told them where they could find Jesus so that they could go and find Jesus. And then suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, and folks, I honestly would love to be there. I hope that in heaven there will be reruns. I mean, of course, I'm talking modern technology and all this kind of stuff, and God's way above that. But, you know, I want to see it. I don't want to be a shepherd. I'm sorry. My dad worked with sheep, and I don't want to do that. But I want to be there. I'm going to be a casual observer, you know, and maybe someone who went out to check on the shepherd to see what they were doing. But I want to be there, and I want to see the angel, and then I want to see the angels. We like to dress up our little children in angels, you know, and I think it's so cute. They make great little angels. But the reality of the angels were mighty beings. They weren't little kids. They were mighty beings that were awesome to see. And again, the glory of the Lord shone around them. This was something. This would have been something to see. All this, God put on all this show and all this pageantry for the shepherds. He didn't send the angels to Herod. You know, he didn't do it. He didn't send them to Herod. He didn't send them to show up in the synagogue or in the temple. He didn't have them show up to the priest to announce this. He had them show up to the shepherds to announce that Jesus Christ was born. What a tremendous story. And I love this part of the story because I think about it. Here is the Savior of the world, the Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah, the Son of God, God Himself, come in the form of a baby to mankind. And the shepherds, the lowliest of people, well, perhaps the tax collectors were lower, but they were invited to come later on in Jesus' life. But the lowly of lowly people, God invited them. You know, and there's a tremendous message in there for us. See, people in those days thought that God was coming for the religious people, for the righteous people, and he was going to be an awesome ruler, and they were all going to be in his kingdom and stuff like that. And that was man's thought about God and how he was going to do things. God's thought about, he wanted to make sure everyone was involved in the coming of Jesus Christ. He wanted to make sure everyone was invited for the coming of Jesus Christ. He wanted to make sure that the lowest person on the totem pole had the same opportunity to come meet Jesus Christ as the kings and the rulers of the nations around them. And we're going to talk about three guys next week that did come to visit Jesus Christ. But he sent angels to the shepherds. That just blows my mind. Because they were just below ordinary folks. And yet God called them. But see, that's our God. God's call, invitation to come is to everybody. It's not to the learned. It's not to the smart. It's not to the wise. The smart. I don't even know what that means. But it's not to the rich. It's not to the powerful. It's to all people. Jesus was come to this earth, and God called the shepherds. You know, and God is calling us. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He didn't say, "Come to me, you priests, you prophets, you righteous people, you good people." He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Paul writes to Timothy, and in 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4, he says this, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Father, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." God was about everyone being able to come to Jesus Christ. Not just the righteous, not just the well-off, not just those who have means and the ability to get there, but all people. He's very clear in the gospel that God desires all people to come to him. And I believe that's why he called the shepherds. Because these are people who would not have received an invitation to come to the birth of a king. They would have never been invited, but God invited them. Because God doesn't look at our structure and how we view people. God loves all of us. He loved those shepherds. He wanted those shepherds the same opportunity to come as anyone else in the region or in the world at that time. And so he call the shepherds. It is the same thing today. God wants all people to come to Him. It doesn't make any difference who you are. It doesn't make any difference where you've been and what you've done. God wants you to come. The message is very clear, and even in the Christmas story, God called the shepherds. God's calling you. He's calling you to come and to meet Jesus Christ, to meet the Messiah. Now, have you figured out what the three, what Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds have come? Figured it out?
Angels.
Ah, good. Thank you, Janice. See, I wouldn't have expected you to get that. But anyway, that proves me. She does listen to me. I don't know. Janice and I joke. We just have a great time. Angels. Angels. An angel appeared to Mary, right? What was the good news? Shocking news, but good news. An angel appeared to Joseph when he was about to put Mary away. Not, you know, just divorce her and send her off. And angels come to these guys. An angel comes and tells them the good news. You know, God is doing something here. And, you know, I just thought that was nice. I don't know why those little things like that kind of intrigue me. But anyway, let's continue on. As, what is it, Paul Harvey would say, and now the rest of the story. Is that what said that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yes, I used to listen to radio when I was a kid. And anyway, starting in Luke 15, chapter 2, verse 15. It says, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he was laying in a manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statements which had been told them about the Christ. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told to them about the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told to them. There's one thing about the shepherds that makes this story even better. The story that the shepherds were invited to come by the angels, by God. And when the angels had left, they didn't just say, wow, wasn't that a great show? My goodness, I don't think I'll ever see that happen again. Man, that was just great. Well, it was wonderful. I can't wait to tell someone about what happened out here. No, when the angels had gone, they said, let's go. We've been invited. Let's take the invitation and go and meet Jesus. And they went. And they found him just like the angels had told them. And they shared with Mary and Joseph about what had been said and what had happened. And then they went home praising God. See, they accepted the invitation to come. They accepted the invitation to meet Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We've been invited to come. I've shared in the scriptures where it says, again, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is a good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. We've been invited, just like the shepherds. I'm sorry, no angels. No angels. But we've been invited, nonetheless, to come to Jesus Christ. Because it doesn't make any difference who you are. Jesus Christ came for all mankind, that all men might come to the knowledge of Him. You've been invited. Now the question is, are you going to be like the shepherds? And come. And and come. You know, you hear the story that the children told this morning in their little part of the program. You heard what the ensemble sang about, that Jesus has come and has come for all mankind. And you've heard now the sermon and the story about the shepherds being invited. Now, it's your turn. Are you going to leave this place saying, that was a great show. That was a great program. Well, I really loved those kids. Oh, I love to listen to the ensemble sing. And Pastor May was shorter than usual. That's pretty good. You know, are you going to leave? Because the invitation is to you right now to come and meet Jesus Christ and to get to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." That's the invitation, is to come to Jesus Christ, to come and accept him. Not just hear the stories, not just see the pageants, listen to the music, hear the invitation and then go home and not respond. I believe that God called the shepherds, invited the shepherds to meet Jesus Christ as a lesson to us that he desires all people to come and to know him as Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this Christmas season in which we can hear the music, see the lights, and Father, listen to the story of our Lord and Savior coming to this world. But Father, we don't respond to the invitation. We simply just seen a good show. Lord, I pray that, Lord, for anyone here this morning that has not come, has not accepted the invitation to come and be part of your family, Father, I pray that in this Christmas season, through the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, you would draw them to you, that they might meet the Savior, that they might know the Savior, that they might accept the Savior. Father, your invitation is for all. Regardless of who we are, you desire for us to come. Lord, thank you for such a great and wonderful story. We pray this in Jesus' name.